Hey folks, welcome back. This is show 51. That is correct, show 51. Got a lot going on this show, so hopefully you're going to enjoy it. If you want to send me feedback about this show or any other shows I've previously done, you can do so by sending me email chris@insomniaradio.net. You can also follow me and leave me messages on Twitter @IR_Canada. And if you're a band, of course, you need to send me your music. I guarantee I will listen to everything that comes in. And you get a better than average chance I'll probably play your stuff if it's good. So let's jump right to things and see what we got for you this week.
We'll be right back.
So that was Death Valley Driver from Pyramids on Mars. Pyramids on Mars is the individual workings of Kevin. He is from Hamilton. And a few months ago, Kevin took time out of his schedule to talk to me. So, yeah, let's wander over to that. It's a little something special for you this week.
So thanks for tuning in again today, folks. As I said earlier, I had another treat coming in for you. So I have with me on the phone Kevin. So Kevin is from Pyramids on Mars.
Pyramids on Mars.
So tell me about your project here and how it got started.
Well, Pyramids on Mars is it's my solo project. I do all the music for Pyramids on Mars. My music is melodic instrumental rock, and I refer to myself as the Joe Satriani of the North. That is what I do. And it actually all started probably back in 2011 when I sent one of my songs to the CBC radio, and I got a response back from Jesse Mitchell from Coalition Management, and they're the management for Our Lady Peace and Finger 11. And he was asking me all these questions like, do I have a manager? Do I have who am I working with? And I want you to come down and see me. And so I'm like, oh, really? This is interesting. So I end up going down to Coalition Management, and he says, look, we have a manager here. We can't do anything for you because we don't have any more power, but nobody's doing what you're doing. I've never heard anybody doing instrumental rock the way you do it, and you have a niche market that you can dominate. Here, I'm going to tell you how to build your following, and call me anytime, and we'll definitely help you out. And so that was the beginning of my career. If it was ABC Music with knocks on your door and wants to talk to you, okay, whatever. But when the Coalition Management knocked on my door, it's like, okay, Jesse Mitchell, because everybody knows Jesse Mitchell. I'm like, maybe I got something going on here. I'll start taking myself more seriously. Thus, Pyramids on Mars just rocketed from there.
That's pretty cool. So how long ago was that?
Let's see. Well, I released the CD in 2013. I had met with Jesse in 2011. So the music, the music was written between 2011 and 2013. And that was my first CD. And it's been doing, the response on it's been fantastic. I mean, I've got radio play in Canada and the U.S., Eastern Seaboard, Western Seaboard, Central U.S. I've got play in Brazil, Netherlands. There's several stations in the Netherlands who are playing me. I'm blowing up now in the U.K. I've got a lot of radio stations that are playing me down in the U.K. And Germany just picked me up last week. They did a show on me last week. So, yeah, like it's just, one domino after another just seems to be coming in place that play Pyramids on Mars.
Well, that's pretty exciting stuff. So you just released another album, is it?
I'm working on a second CD, which is scheduled to be released in the summer, this summer. It's almost done. So I'm just finishing up the last few songs of this CD, and we're already in works doing promotional video shoots for promoting this CD now, and I'm going into recording videos starting in 2 weeks' time, and then from there, these promotional videos, a lot of them will be playthrough videos of me playing through songs off the old CD and some songs off the new CD, and getting people's interest for building momentum for the release of this CD. So that's pretty exciting. We're gonna have some fun with that.
Well, you shouldn't be doing it if you're not having fun.
No, it's all fun, yeah. But it's also terrifying, too. I mean, I released a live DVD last year, and that was a new experience, too, because it was fly off the seat of your pants, We're just like, camera set up, go, it's one take, and that's it. So it's like, okay, great. So, like, I not only do I have to play well, but I have to perform and look well, too. Okay. It turned out great, though, and it's all released out there. It's on my website, www.pyramidsonmars.com. There's videos on there. There's my CDs available for sale on the website in CD form or iTunes. There's links there as well. Bios and lots of pictures and music videos and a lot of cool promotional stuff. You should check it out for sure. Pyramids on Mars has been it's been a real journey for me as well, in regards to people ask me, okay, why you call yourself Pyramids on Mars? And it actually goes back to my own true beliefs in helping people to wake up a little bit more and educate them in regards to what's going on in our own universe as far as with aliens and UFOs and the extraterrestrial artifacts that are in our solar system that NASA is trying to suppress. And people really need to be educated to wake up to the alien reality of our life and how much it is here and it has been for thousands upon thousands of years. And so I've tied it all together, you know, my passion for my music, my passion for extraterrestrials and that, and there's one in the, they're both together, it's the same. And my musical, you know, inspiration comes from the same too. It comes a lot from space. Well, there you go.
That's a lot of info.
Oh.
So if anybody didn't catch the website links, those will be on my show notes webpage later, so you can go check out Kevin's page later, too.
Yeah, I'm probably putting a lot of information into my...
That's okay. I always put everybody's web pages and their Twitter and Facebook and anything like that they've got that onto my page so that people can, if they're downloading from the site, they can always go to the page and find you guys still so that they can check out more of your stuff when they like your stuff.
Cool.
Because there's nothing worse than hearing a track and going, they didn't put a web page or anything. How am I going to find that band now?
No.
Sometimes Google just doesn't find the page for you.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, I try to be as nice as I can to the bands I play and pop up as much information on the website as I can for them. So do you have a lot of the UFO theory stuff up on your page as well, or is it just the music stuff?
It's just the music stuff. The UFO theory stuff is seeping through into the music with the song, where the songs are going, the spacey sound of my songs and my visualizations as well. They, you know, when I would be creating more videos, there'd be a lot of things in there to, provoke people's, get people thinking a bit more. And a lot from my radio interviews, you know, when I do radio interviews, I talk to people about different things and kind of freak a lot of people out, because a lot of people think, you know, there's a lot of disbelievers out there and there's a lot of believers out there, and there's a lot of things that people don't know about. And I've been researching it for 15, 20 years, and the more I learn, the deeper the rabbit hole goes, and it's a lot more, there's a lot more going on than people really realize right under their noses. You know, there's a lot of truth to the fiction that we watch on TV, a lot of truth to the fiction, and movies have been used to help dampen and educate people in regards to that this isn't really fiction. This is actually really happening right now, but you don't know it because we're putting it on TV.
So were you a fan of the X-Files?
Yes, I was actually. Yeah.
Have you heard there may be a reboot?
Yes, I have. Yep.
Excited about that?
Yes and no. I mean, David Duchovny ruined the last few seasons for me when he decided to leave the season and pretend like he was still there. And I don't know. I thought the first few seasons of X-Files were just awesome. It really did. I was a huge fan. But then after, you know, I don't know, after David Duchovny was in argument with the producers and wanted more money and different things like that, and he got a bit greedy, and he also started showing sides of his personality that I didn't really like, and I kind of got turned off. So I don't know. I know. I'll keep an open mind to it. I'll keep an open mind.
Nothing wrong with keeping an open mind and giving it a chance.
Yes.
And we're all entitled to our opinions, so as long as we can agree to disagree when we don't like somebody else's opinion, it's all good.
Yes.
And some people are more willing to share them than others, and
that's right.
Very bent and bound that they are right and you are wrong.
That's right, yeah.
So what's your favorite part of writing music?
I it's the creativity. It's starting off with an idea and then seeing where it goes. And every song is different. Every approach is different. But for me, lately, what's been really important to me is getting a really exciting idea and sticking with a really exciting idea and keeping the fire going, keeping that original and, you know, excitement that began recording it and then just adding more colors to the colors to it and building from there. And some songs, like, you never know where the song is going to go and how it's going to sound at the end of the day, because it's kind of like, I guess, a painter who's painting a picture and he's got a basic black outline and he's got some kind of idea of where he's going. But after a while, what I find is after a while, the song starts to write itself. which is pretty cool.
I've never written anything, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I get to a certain point, okay, I got the intro, I got the middle section, I've got a solo here, where's the song going? And I start piecing things around and moving things around and start to hear different things, and then the song will start to form itself. Or I also find, you know, in the creative process, it's very important to be aware of your state of mind where you are most creative. For some people, it could be driving in the car and they get these, you know, great ideas. So it's important to have a recorder next to you so you can record those ideas. For me, a lot of time it'll be in the shower, but it's important. So then I record ideas. And actually, to tell you the truth, Chris, I've now experimented with altered states of consciousness. No, I'm not talking about drugs. No, I'm talking about dream states. And this is going to blow you away, because the last two songs I'm writing for this CD are actually dream state songs. One song, I was having a dream. It was a sad tranny song I heard, but then it changed and it became something. I heard something different, and then I started hearing this really cool thing going on. And I was thinking, wow, that's a great song, because I heard this music in my dream. I said, oh, geez, I wish I could write that. And I realized, realizing in my dream, wait, I just did write this. I better wake up. And so I did. I woke up and I wrote out the music to this song. And then last week I had another dream where in the dream I was watching this music video of Sat Tranny again for some reason. He was being interviewed by somebody. He's in the studio and they're asking, do you have any like tracks off of some new stuff you're working on? He says, yeah, I got some basic bed tracks here if you want to listen to it. And he started playing this music. And it was really cool, because a lot of the music I listen to is I listen to classical music. I don't really listen to a lot of rock music, believe it or not. I listen to a lot of Bach. And his music is very contrapuntal and polyphonic. It's very three-dimensional. So when I was listening to this song, it had these qualities to it where the guitar came in with this riff and this guitar, and then the bass came in and was doing this, you know, doing these shots on rhythms over top of the guitar. But then when the drums came in, they were doing a completely different rhythm over top of it. So the three of them layered together sound like a completely unique, you know, like sound. And so I thought, my God, that sounds so cool. I wish I could write something like that. And then I realized, wait a second, I am writing it. So once again, I woke myself up and I wrote it out. But the cool thing about this dream state is hearing this song, listening to this song in my dream was as simple as if you're awake and you just turned on your radio and you listened to a song for the first time. When I was dreaming, there was absolutely no conscious effort at all of creativity. It was already created. It was already in my head, because in my dream, I was listening to a song. It was already written. And that is, I didn't know that we were able to do that, brains were that advanced, that it's already, the music's already in there. You know, I didn't have to write the music in my dream. In fact, I can't even consciously comprehend what I wrote, because it was so complex. I'll have to write the music out, or actually record the music, be able to actually hear what was in my dream. So I'm interested to hear how the song's going to turn out. So there you go, the evolution, our reptilian brains, yeah, the evolution of that.
So you want to introduce your track for us that we're going to play today?
Here we go. This song is called Summer by the Ocean.
We'll be right back.
Well, hopefully y'all enjoyed that short interview from Kevin from Pyramids on Mars and found some of it a little interesting. I did need to cut the interview. It was quite lengthy. So unfortunately, that's not the whole interview. And there are some interesting stories that you didn't get to hear. Depending on how things go, we may squeeze some in towards the end of the show. But yeah, hopefully that was enough to keep y'all entertained. Got some great music coming up now on the show. So enjoy, relax, whatever it is you do while you're listening to the show. And here's a few more tracks for you.
Well, I'm giving up, and I'm getting in my truck, and I'm going fishing today. Hey, boss man, you can stick it in your can, 'cause I'm going fishing today.
Trainwreck here from Putting on the Foil, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio.
So that last track there was from a band called Putting on the Foil. They are from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The song came to me through Asher Media Relations. Thanks again, John, for sending their stuff out this way to me. And the song was The Fishing Song. These guys are a country punk rock band, so if you like that kind of music, go check out some more of the music. This came off the album that just got released this week, beginning of May. So yeah, go check them out. More music coming up.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
And that last little track there was from a band I haven't played since I got this show started. It's Hilo. They are from Nova Scotia in Canada. They had sent me 3 tracks originally to play, and I figured, why not? Let's play another one today. So the track we just played was called Monsters in Space. Up next, we have some Arkham Awaits, which is another band I have played before.
We've got a You're listening to the greatest headbanging heavy metal tunes on Insomnia Radio with Trainwreck Architect! Ah! Ah!
the first track was Arkham Awakes. This is a band from Guelph, Ontario. It's also my submission to Amped this week, and I'm sure it's a track that Roe from the Dark Compass is going to enjoy quite thoroughly. The second track was a band called Last Kick, and I played their track Planet Doom. These are both bands I have played in the past on the show, and I thought it was time to play them again. So hopefully you enjoyed both of those tracks. So as you can tell, as I'm replaying a lot of bands that I have played in the past, it's because nobody is sending me music. Nobody! Not a single track submitted this week, or last week, or the week before. It's a very sad state that very little music gets sent in. The last things that came to me were some tracks from The Retrievers, who I played on the last show. So, folks, if you've got a band and you're looking for some free publicity, basically, send in your music. If you're Canadian, good chance you're going to get played on this show. If you're not Canadian, I might play you over on my other show, The Vast Expanse. So, yeah, get your tracks in. Go check out Amped, see what everybody else over there is doing and submitting and playing and all that wonderful jazz. So it looks like we've got about another 15 minutes to kill this week, so I'm going to go digging through the archives and see what other fantastic music I have not played for ages.
I believe.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
spotlight. Far away and out of mind.
Save me from the spotlight. Far away and out of
mind. But I don't know a life without your blaming. I don't know a life without your hating. You can't take the pressure in my mind, I don't mind, but I really don't believe you. You can't shake the picture from my mind, I don't mind, but I really don't believe you.
Desperate and contagious.
Another great pair of tracks there. Started with a Septembrio and their song I Believe, followed by Glow, which is a band from Montreal that I have played before as well, and their song Don't Believe. Kind of, you know, a back-to-back duo there. So we got one more track for you today. Thanks for tuning in. Again, I would love to hear feedback from you if you listen weekly. This is your first time tuning in. Or if you're listening to me on Radio Galari, let me know what you're thinking of the show. Chris@insomniaradio.net. I do check my feedback all the time. Would be great to get some. If you're a musician, you've got your own music, you might want to get on the air. You can also drop that to me at chris@insomniaradio.net. Always great to get new stuff in the mail. I will take digital copies, Dropbox, or you can message me and I will get you an address you can mail stuff to me at. So thanks for tuning in. I got one more track for you, as I said. This last track today is a band that just came all the way out to Toronto for the Canadian Music Week. They had a show in Toronto. First time they've played in Toronto, I think. And sounds like it went over fairly well. So this is Aviator Shades and Chasing Sunsets.
Suitcase tied, and I'm not thinking about this anymore. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.